Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace. And we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, September the 5th. Wednesday, September the 5th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we've got a very, very important topic for you today. Yesterday, we talked about the metaphysics of under, over, and understanding, giving and receiving. Understanding what is called thought projection, meaning that you lay the foundation before you ever arrive at any location to establish what's going to happen at that location. Today we want to talk about why you're doing that. Today we're talking about the metaphysics of struggle. Today we want to talk about under, over, and understanding that there's no such thing as struggling. So why do we struggle? Why do we fight? Why do we bind devils and demons? Why do we cry? Why do we argue? Why do we beg? Why do we plead? Why? Why are we engaged in this diatribe of always having drama? What is it about the human life or this idea of life that is encapsulated in this thing that we call struggle? Struggle has been around so long that we actually believe that it's real. It is mind-numbing to me when I think about all the years and all the time and all the energy that I've wasted struggling. Life is designed for us to live in ease. But many of us, speaking for myself, I didn't understand the difference between effort and struggle or trying and doing. A lot of people say, I'm trying to do this, brother. I'm going to try to do this. you should remove that word from your vocabulary from today forward. From today forward, no one should use the word trying. You either do or die. That's it. It's not do or don't, it's do or die. Now, let me make sure you understand, because many of us don't know that the battle is already over, and we can shout now. Many of us are waiting to shout. Many of us are waiting to have this exuberance, to be joyful, to be thankful, because we don't understand, because we think the battle is ours. So we take ownership of other people's shiznits. Thus, the problem. See, the problem exists because we unknowingly take ownership of things that have nothing to do with us. If you look at your life and you account for your life, and if you analyze your life, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that every problem you got is not yours, it's somebody else's. And I'm going to put all my money, I will put every dime I got, and I got a lot of dimes, I'm going to put every dime I got on the fact that every problem that you have in your life is self-created. I know it, in fact. I know that all your struggles, all your fights, all your binding and loosing, all that crying and groveling that you're doing, all of them tears that you're showing, and all that praying and before God, oh, Father, help me, Father. I need you, Father. Come into my life, Father. The devil is whooping my earth, Father. All of that bullshitness is a waste of time. All that struggle. Now, I know. We were not taught any better. It's not your fault. I don't come at nobody with nowhere I ain't been. I ain't telling you nothing today that I freaking read out of no damn book. So hold your disdain for me. I ain't your enemy, boo-boo. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you might want me on your team. Because what I'm about to tell you today, the same thing I told you yesterday, if your brain works at all, your life has been transformed. Just about off the first 5 minutes of what I talked about yesterday, because it ain't me. I didn't make this up. This comes from the big G. So your father and my father is tired. He doesn't understand why you graveling. I don't either, no more. Now, I'm a retired graveler. I used to be, my sons, I got children. I got five children. I got two stepchildren that are mine, so I might as well say step. There ain't no such thing as step. Take that word out. So I got seven kids all together. Seven children. So with my seven children, they don't got to gravel. If they got a need, it's done. There's my sons and daughters, they don't gravel. They ain't got to ask me. I know they have a need or something. So in the morning, they ain't got to ask for breakfast. I know that, because I want breakfast. So why are they asking me? I'm befuddled when they say, now, another son, Alec, will ask, Mama, are we going to eat breakfast? Like every Sunday on the way to church, we have this thing that we do where we get tacos on the way. But every Sunday, for some strange reason, he'll ask, Mama, we getting tacos? And, you know, my wife would look at him with a strange look, and she'd say, Alec, don't we get tacos every Sunday? That's the same thing God is doing to you. And you asking God, oh, Father, I got a light bill. And he's looking at you like, what the? Don't they know? Did they not read in my word? I know what you have need of before you even ask. So why you see, brothers and sisters, let me break down the metaphysics of struggle today. Stop. After today, please don't engage in this, because you're disconnecting yourself from the Father. How do I know this? So I saw this operating on a higher level when I went to California. So I got a chance to hang out with people that, you know, on a whole nother level monetarily. And everything that I'm doing, they're doing. Especially the guy, which is the husband of my client. He's not even my client, even though I did his Dear Canary report and, you know, so on and so forth. But sitting down and talking with, you know, when you're talking with multi, I'm talking about S's, a bunch of S's after the millions, multi-millionaires. Multi-millions. And so what's the difference between what is the difference between millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires and you? One thing, they don't struggle. They don't try. They just do or die. Now, the Marines, we used to have this saying called do or die. I really didn't understand it. I just used to chant it because they told us to, so I just said it. I didn't really understand. Just like yesterday when I talked about and I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified it. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, please go back and listen to yesterday. Please, I'm begging you. Please, just do it for me. Please. Please, just as my friend. If you're my friend, if you say you're my friend, please, if you didn't listen to yesterday's show and you're my friend, please listen. I'm asking you as a friend. If you're my friend and you didn't listen to yesterday's show, please listen to yesterday's show. Because giving and receiving is the same thing. Giving, you can't give unless you receive something. You can't give nothing you don't have. And so the whole trick is there's no such thing as giving and receiving. It's a trick. That's like there's no such thing as duality. It's a trick. There's just singularity. But everybody believes that there's duality, so therefore it is done unto you as you believe. Since you believe there's such a thing as up and down, it is done unto you as you believe. Since you believe there's such a thing as happy and sad, it is done unto you as you believe. Since you believe there's such a thing as fat and skinny, it is done unto you as you believe, but it's not so. God is omnibenevolent. He's always. That means omni means always. There is no variation. There is no shadow or change according to James 3. For all good gifts come down from the Father of life, in whom there is no variation. There is no change. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's always good. So where does bad come from? It doesn't exist. It's a figmentation of our vivid imagination. Period. Drop mic. SS Days Left. Now, I know you're going to say, well, Brother Will, that imagination, the damn show seems real. Absolutely, brother, because your brain is pretty powerful. Your brain can make a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven. It's a powerful thing. That computer you got between your ears, bruh, woo-wee, your imagination will conjure up some shiznits. I know, boo-boo. I've been there, done that already. So I'm with you. I'm not talking about stuff that I ain't experienced. And so if you don't understand that there is no such thing, he's omnibenevolent. He's always sending out one frequency. All of the other frequencies are manipulation of the one. Don't believe me? Look at physics. There's only one element. So how do beep, 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 do we get 118? Can somebody please break that down for me? I got dropped on my head when I was a kid. So how do we get 118 chemicals on the periodic? It's on go to Google, type in the periodic table. There's one element, hydrogen. So where do all the other ones come from? Could somebody please break that down for me? Please. It's a manipulation of the one. So there's only one God. So how many gods are there out there? How many religions are there out there? Plethora. Where do they all come from? It's a manipulation of the one. There's only one music note, yut. So how do we got all these other musical notes? There's only one color. How do we got all these other colors? If you look at the prism, you shine, again, white light through a prism, you get hue. You get all of the other seven colors of the rainbow, and you manipulate them colors, and you get more colors. Everything is a manipulation of one thing. So if you just go back to the one thing, guess what? You are all-knowing. You are all-powerful. You are all-present. And you are all omnisimplistic. You're all simple. Those are five attributes and characteristics of the big G. That's you. You are one with the big G. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the big G. So anybody want to see God, walk outside, look at your neighbor, and say, hey, God, what's up, dog? That's what I recommend. That's what I do every day. But I know that's probably contrary to your theology, I understand. So let's break this down. Because I don't know about you, but I don't do struggle no more. I left it about a couple of years ago. But I'm seeing struggle. You know, he comes back every day and he says, hey, Brother Will, I'm back, homie. Let me in. I say, no, dog, I'm good. So he leaves and he comes back. Every day struggle comes back, and it comes back in a different package, but it's the same struggle. It's mental. Every day a mail comes, a letter comes in saying, you owe Jim Bob. And every day I tear the letter up and put it in the trash. Every day I get a pain. I'm still trying to get over the stomach flu. I don't know, or stomach, whatever. So every day the stomach say, bro, you're going to give in today. Cave in, bro. You might as well give in. Come on, you know you want a little sickness. Come on, homie. A little pain in the back, a little pain here and there. And every day, I got to override it with my brain. So let me make sure you understand the power of you. So that way you can stop struggling. You can just stop. See, the battle has already been won. It was won a long time ago. See, the cross And I think I was telling one of my clients, I think I was talking to Brother Rome. I think it was Brother Rome, and I was telling him, the cross, when Yahushua went to the cross, whether you believe the story or not, is irrelevant. What's the substance of the meaning? People get stuck on symbols, and they totally miss message and substance. Whether we're talking about Buddha, Allah, I really don't give a beep, but it's up to you, boo-boo. All I'm hoping that you understand is the message behind that symbol. The cross is a symbol. The cross is not a place of defeat. When Yahushua died on the cross, that was a place of promotion. Let me say that again. So struggle is not a place of defeat. Struggle is a place of victory. What happened to Jesus after he died on the cross? Anybody remember the story? I know it's an ancient text, it's an ancient story. Most of us have moved on to bigger and better things. But, you know, if we go back to the story of Jesus, remember he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed this prayer, just like you're doing right now. Remember he was praying and he said, "Oh, Father, take this cross from me. Take this cup," was his exact words, if I remember the scriptures correctly. He said, "Take this cup from me." What did he say next? See, this is what you're not doing. You should do. Remember, Jesus is our elder brother. He's the firstborn of many brothers. He's the King of kings. Who's the other kings? He's the Lord of lords. Who the other lords? That be you, boo-boo. Now, let me make sure I understand, because I don't know if you got it. Like, you should be shouting right now. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now, because the battle is just imaginary. See, the devil is trying to get you to buy it because it ain't yours. See, I got to con you into taking something that's not yours. I got to con you into settling for a demotion instead of a promotion. That's the devil's trick. So every day he come to your house and he say, "Here's a little sickness, and I got a doctor. I got a doctor. I got a doctor. He's doc, so that we can take you on a tour." You go into the doc and let's go on a tour. That's called life. A doctor. That's why you are a baby. You are a bay, B-A-Y-B, B-E-E, bay, that's a body of water, B, that's a worker. That's the thing, they go out, they carry honey, you know, those things, they fly around, that's you, boo-boo. That's why they call you a baby. Since you are a bay, water, how much of your body is made up of water? I'll ponder, I will pause while you ponder the statement. How much of your body is made of water? Go to Google and Google it in. Some people say 70%. Some people say 80%. Anyway, you made out of water. And you are a baby. You are a B-E-E. You are a worker. And anybody that don't work, okay, yeah, that's what I thought so. So you are a body of water that works. Who are you working for? I'm going to put this out there in the ether. Who are you working for, bruh? Who are you working for? See, since we don't understand who we're working for, then we just go to work every day. Struggle is work. I don't work. I stopped working a long time ago. I ain't worked in, whew, wow, man. I went to California and did a plethora. And my wife was like, "Man, you're just working." And it wasn't work for me. I did Dear Kinnear reports and one-on-ones all day. I loved it. Because that's that work. That was ease. It was no struggle. See, struggle is effort laced with emotion. Somebody please write that down. Please, please, please write that down. See, struggle is effort laced with emotions. See, you're emotional. Why are you emotional, boo-boo? Well, you don't understand, but Will, you know, little Johnny is, you know, going through something, and so I'm emotional. But my brother, really. Now, remember, I've already done that. I've already been there, done that. We got two T-shirts. Let me make sure you understand. See, the difference between understanding that flow, God is the God of flow. Now, flowing is really interesting. That's why it's called currency. That's why it's called money. Money is a current. That's where we get currency from. See, God is omnibenevolent. He's always giving something. That's the word flow is the word giving. We talked about that yesterday. That's why I'm begging you to please listen to yesterday's show. See, the more that you moan and groan and fight and put in energy, that repels. What happens when you jump into a body of water and start fighting? Why was Mark Smith's Mark Spitz. Why was what's old boy that just won out in the Olympics? In the Olympics, Spitz is old school. Anyway, swimmers, the less effort you put in, the faster you go in the water. Because the more you fail around, the more you fight, the slower you go. Because what you are doing is you are inhibiting the flow. So the more you flow, the more you know, and the more you know, the more you flow. You see, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Everything is just energy. Everything is just energy in motion. And this energy in motion is simply responding to your emotions. The more emotions you have, the more fighting you're doing. So energy in motion responds to feelings. Your feelings is the thing that moves the energy and puts the energy into motion. The number one thing that you need to take away today is you have to tell your brain you are by saying I am. What that does is when you say I am and you fill in the blank, that ceases the struggle. The moment that you say, I am going, start to struggle. Struggle is hard. Effort is easy. See, struggling is hard. Struggling is hard, what? Because it requires a lot of emotion. Effort doesn't require any emotion because effort requires knowing what's already done. Effort is attaching to the past, biblical or spiritual or universal law. That's effort. Effort is saying omnibenevolent. Effort is saying omnisimplistic. Effort is saying omnipotent. Effort is saying omniscient. That's effort. Effort is thought. Struggle is energy or movement laced with emotion, meaning I move because I have an emotion. Most movement is the result of an emotion. In other words, I drive the speed limit because I have a thought that says I'm going to get a ticket. And that fear produces speed. Slow down. We do things because of fear, not because of faith. And so the first rule of understanding is to tell your mind that you are, and if you don't know what you are, let me give you the four I ams. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a toe-curling relationship. So when you say that, that disconnects struggle, and then the enemy got to bring it back. So you just hit the ball, and now you're playing tennis. Now it's in the enemy's court. So the enemy has to get into your unconscious mind because he knows you're unconscious. The word unconscious means below the word unconscious means below the threshold of diligence. Now, the word effort in the Bible is found in Luke 12:58. But it's the word in the ancient text is ease. In the King James, it's diligence. What's the first book that I wrote for all my old listeners? Y'all know? Diligence, the ultimate secret to being rich. The first book I wrote 20 years ago was given to me by the big G, and it was the word diligence, which is the in English the word effort. Now, let's look this up in the original text. So we go to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 58. It says, When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge. The judge will deliver you to the officer, and the officer will throw you into prison. Luke 12:58. Effort. You are supposed to make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you before the judge. Meaning, it is your job, my brothers and sisters, to make up your mind before you get to the judge, before you get to the big G. What do you want? You ever go to a restaurant with somebody and they don't know what they want? I disdain that. So let me get everybody's at the table. Everybody's ready to order their food, but there's one person, they don't know what they want. They look at the menu and they say, And they tell the waiter, are y'all ready? The waiter is going to ask, are y'all ready to order? Or you need a few more minutes? And everybody look around at each other. I'm ready because, you know, you're hungry. And everybody else, except there's one person in the group that says, give us a few minutes. And everybody kind of like, well, at least I do. I'd be like, come on, dog. I'm ready to eat, man. And you playing games. And so the waiter said, okay, I'm going to give you 5 minutes and I come back. So the waiter leaves. I mean, that's what they do when I go to the restaurant. And then the waiter comes back and he says, are y'all ready to place your order? That means you know what you want. Struggle means you don't know what you want. So God is coming to you. He got the menu out. He's ready for to place your order. And he says, what do you want? And you say, come back. And while the waiter leaves, your stomach is growling. That means it's hungry. It's struggling because you don't know what you want. See, struggle is effort laced with emotion. Now, remember the word effort is the word diligence. Now, let me make sure you understand. Let's put it up. So, according to Strong Concordance G2039, we have this word for the English word effort.
Strong's G2039. Ergasia.
Ergasia. Ergasia is the Greek word for the English word effort. Ergasia, it means performing. It means to gain, or it means something got. It means an endeavor. So it has to do with something that you gain by effort or by work. It is the business of doing something for a profit, to embark up on a endeavor, ergasia. Now, it has a underlining Greek word. Now, remember, we're talking about effort.
Strong's G, 2040. Ergates. Ergates.
Ergates. Next Greek word, ergates, that means laborer. It means one who works for hire, as in architecture, architectural worker, or agriculture. So it has to do with working, and it has to do with labor. And so effort has to do with working, and it has to do with labor. Now let's go to the third base. Let's go to the next word in the Greek.
2041. Ergon. Ergon.
Please write that word down. Ergon, spelled E-R-G-O-N. Greek word, ergon. Please write that down. This is effort. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is what you should be doing. This ain't got nothing to do with struggle. This is the biblical. This is diligence. This is what you should be doing right now. So every day from today forward, you should wake up and you should say, Heavenly Father, I am ergon today. That should be your mantra. Ergon, spelled E-R-G-O-N. It means business. It means occupation. It means one's undertaking, one's enterprise. It means that which one is occupied by. So your occupation is what you are occupied by. Let me say that again. It means your act or your deed or your diakonia. Let me say that again. It means any product or anything accomplished by hand or industry or mind. Oh, man, let me say that again. This is where the rubber meets the road, brothers and sisters. Let me get the last definition. It means any product. It means anything accomplished. It means past tense. By hand, by art, by industry, or by mind. My emphasis is on the word M-I-N-D, mind. So it is occupied. It means your mind is occupied. Oh, man, so what are your mind occupied? This is struggle. Struggle is when your mind is occupied by something other than your purpose. Somebody please write that down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Struggle is when your mind is occupied by anything other than your purpose. Ergon in the Greek. I know they're struggling right now because their mind is not occupied by their purpose, according to the biblical definition. Now, we could go deeper, but I got bigger fish to fry today because we ain't even started yet. I'm talking about the metaphysics of understanding. I need you to stop groveling. I need you to get off your freaking knees and stop crying and begging God to do shizness that he's freaking already done. If you're a parent, you already know this. But why you do it to your God and you get mad when your children do it to you? I get real upset when my children come to me, Dad, what are we going to eat? Hey, nigga, what's food in the refrigerator? What do you think? This is a hotel? I don't work for you. Go in and make your own. Go in and get your plate. You live here, bro. You ain't visited. So you go into God and say, Father, I need help. What? This is your house, man. You live here. You own a cattle on a thousand hills. This is your domain. This is a commonwealth. So why are you asking for stuff you already got? That's what God is asking you today. He sent me to here to ask you why you keep asking him for stuff he's already given you. God said, do you not know that your heavenly Father knows you have needed these things before you even ask? He wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So what's the problem? Okay, the problem is, number one, your mind is not preoccupied according to the definition. Now, according to the definition, your mind must be preoccupied before you get to the magistrate. Before you go to God, your mind must be occupied with God. Remember what I talked about yesterday? Before I go anywhere, I send what I want to happen there. Let me say that again. Before I go anywhere, I send vibrationally what I want to happen there. Let me say that again. How did I go to California? All bills paid. I sent that there before I went there. People regurgitate back to you what you tell them vibrationally. So what's happening is you're sending out the wrong vibration. So you go to the doctor. What do you want the doctor to say to you? What are you worried about? That's what he's going to say. Because why? You bring about what you worry about. So what is your mind? I remember Erdogan, the mind that is occupied by an occupation. That's struggle. Struggle is a mind that is occupied by fear, doubt, and unbelief. Your mind is occupied by that negative report that you got from the doctor who says that you got, Chupacabra. And Chupacabra kills you in 30 days or less. And so your mind is occupied by Chupacabra. I'm just making this up. Y'all already know that. So since your mind is occupied by Chupacabra, you're going to get Chupacabra. So, Brother Will, how do I get Chupacabra out my brain? Easy. Never try to take stuff out the brain. Never. Never put any effort into trying to stop. Always put effort into trying to start. Let me say that again. Somebody please write that down. Never put energy into stopping something or avoiding something. Only put energy into starting something. How do you stop bad, start good? Drop my extra stage left. Let me say that again. How do you stop negative stuff from happening in your life, start good stuff happening in your life? How do you stop a bad relationship, start a good one? Now, let me make sure you understand. Let's go deeper down the rabbit trail, shall we? See, people get in trouble because they misunderstand glow, the glory of God, which is the flow of God. See, the glory of God is the flow of God. Most people can't tell the difference between effort and struggle. So most of us, see, we get an ideal, and everything tells us that it's not working. We get a feeling like, man, I got this ideal too, I'm in this relationship with Jim Bob, and everything tell you, man, that this relationship with Jim Bob is not working. But, you got this ideal that, Jim Bob is the guy or Sally Sue is the girl. Now, everything inside of you is telling you Jim Bob is not the guy. Sally Sue is not the girl. Yet and still, we keep plugging away. We keep, going at it in anyway. We keep trying to make this relationship happen because, hey, we've invested, 2 or 3 years in this relationship. So, oh, we got this job. Oh, we got this business. I've been here, I'm trying to get that free parking spot. They treat me like trash, but, if you after 5 years, you get free parking. I want that plaque and that free parking. So you keep plugging away. And that's called agony. See, back in your brain, your intuition is telling you something's off, that something somewhere, but we just keep going at it. We don't stop. See, struggle causes pain. Let me say that again. Struggle causes pain. Why? Because it involves a lot of negative emotion. See, struggle is also very hard work. Why is struggle hard work? Why is struggle so hard? Why is arguing so hard? Why is begging and pleading and fighting? And I remember I used to, when I was a young minister, I used to wrestle against, with devils and demons. I used to do spiritual warfare, and I used to pray for my family, and I'd be down there crying and begging and pleading, and I'm praying, and I'm fighting for my children, man. I used to pray for my children's future, and I used to pray, I'd do all of that bullshitness. I didn't know, man. I was young, dumb, and stupid. So I thought it was my job to save my children. I didn't know they wasn't mine. I didn't know they was God's. It was his job, and I was just a manager. I was just a pair. Rent. I was the pair, P-A-I-R. That means two people. Rent, R-E-N-T. A parent is just the pair that rents. Rent is temporary. You don't own what you rent. See, I didn't know that I was a parent. I mean, I knew I was a parent, but I didn't know what the word means. I thought I was the owner. I thought I was the landlord. I thought I was the freaking creator. I thought I was the master. I thought I was God. God. Now, remember, all struggle is when you occupy your brain with something that ain't yours. That's struggle. Struggle is when you're trying to do something that God done, has already done. That's struggle. Why are you trying to be God, man? Who told you you was God? I know. You look in the mirror and you look good. I ain't mad at you. I think you're the bomb, too. However, that's a bigger bomb. I'm just saying. Now, you bad. You a bad mama jamma. I mean, yep, I'm with you, boo-boo. However, there's a bigger God. You're a little G, but there's a bigger G. Now, the big G, like he's all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present, you know, he's all-simplistic, and he's all-giving. Now, he outshines you just a little bit. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not trying to take nothing from you, but God is God. Those children that you love, they belong to him, not you. So how much you think you're doing for them and protecting them, how much you're trying to shield them from harm's way, I don't want to be the bearer of good news. You can relax. See, all ideals that are, let me see, what's the word, you know, good and, you know, spiritual, holy, what's another good one, upright, all ideals that are like positive, all of this stuff that we conjure up in our brain, we have to maintain. Now, let me pause for a moment while you ponder the depth of the statement. All ideals that you conjure up in the brain, you have to maintain. Now, I have a book that I wrote a long time ago called Thinking. When God told me 20 years ago, Negro, sit down. You are an irresponsible creator. I'm like, hold up, time out. Do you know who you're talking to? This is Master Teacher 33, right, chump. Like, I'm like gurus of gurus. You're like, boy, sit down. You creating stuff and you ain't taking care of it. Now, remember, the Bible says you got to give an account for every idle thought. So every time you have a thought, you just created something. So how many little thought children you got running around that you ain't taking care of, bruh? How about you, sis? You know, all now whatever you conjure up in the brain, you got to maintain. That's why you feeling tired. You thinking, your brain is occupied with stuff that ain't got nothing to do with your purpose. Usually it's sharings or mates, spouses. Now, the Bible says there's going to be no giving or receiving of marriage in heaven. Hold up, time out. What? Come on, Brother Will. You just made that up, brother. No, I think that is a scripture, as the old folks say. I think that's scripture, brother. I don't believe that, Brother Will. So let me ask you one question, my anointed brother. One question, my beautiful sister. How much time and energy you put into your relationships? Now, they're good. We're talking about struggle. Your shearings. And your relationships, neither of which are your responsibility. But how much of your time are you spending on both of those things? I will wait while you ponder the statement. The Bible says that there's going to be no giving nor receiving marriage in heaven, meaning there's no gender, meaning there's no male and female. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So why are you putting so much energy and time and struggle in the flesh and blood things? I'm just wondering. We're talking about struggle today. Y'all want to get rid of it? Y'all tired? Are y'all, you're not tired? Okay. Just put this, just keep listening. But file the show away and you can come back to it later. Now me, I'm a retired struggler. I don't struggle no more. I'm in the flow. See, I found my glow, and then I got in the flow. That's why now I grow. Now, I did that three-part series. If you don't have it, just email me, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. I'll email it to you. You might want to listen to that too, boo-boo. Why? It'll help you. That's what God sent me to do. He sent me here to help folks because he helped me. So he says, now, Negro, it's your turn to help other people. Now, let me see. See, struggle is effort. Now, effort is your dear career. Effort is, if we just read the word, it's Erdogan. It means the mind that is occupied by purpose. So if your mind is not occupied by purpose, what is your mind occupied by? Okay, water bill. Okay, is that purpose? Are you on earth to pay water bills? No. Okay, your mind is occupied by Johnny. Now, I know Johnny, that's your man. However, Johnny, he grown. So whatever Johnny going to do, he going to do. I recommend you be about the business of building the freaking kingdom, bro. But, I mean, Susie, I know. Susie, that's your spouse or your mate. That's your boo thing. However, Susie grown. They got to answer before God. So that's not your purpose either. Okay, Brother Will, yo, I got this bad beamer, dude. You don't understand. Okay, that, let me see, flesh and blood, that's, you know, that can enter the kingdom. Materialism, it don't enter the kingdom. So therefore, what does that mean? Your brain cannot be occupied with getting beamers. So what else you got? No matter what your brain is thinking about right now, I guarantee you it's not a kingdom. That's why you're struggling. See, kingdom stuff. Oh, man, this set me free, bro. I don't know if you understand. When the brain is occupied by kingdom principles, there is no struggle because the kingdom has a king. It ain't you. See, in the kingdom, there's a king. See, the king has dominion. The word kingdom means king, and it means dome. The dome is the 12 cranial nerves in your brain that is attached to those 12 characteristics and attributes in your dear Kinnear report. That's what your brain should be occupied by. So you are occupied by the king. When the king dome, when you are operating inside of your kingdom or your kingdom principles, what 12 principles? The one that's in your dear Kinnear report. That removes all struggle. Because remember, effort is natural. It's a natural state. Effort is easy. What is effort? Effort is a mental disposition. We just read it. What is effort? It's Erdogan. What is Erdogan? Erdogan is a product, industry, or thing that is produced when the mind is occupied by it. So in other words, somebody should write this down. Anybody want to get their cookies blown? Okay. I got two or three people want to get their cookies blown. Okay, we're good. Brothers and sisters, give your best to the world. Give the best that you have to the world, and the best will come back. See, right now you're not giving your best. That's why you're not receiving the best. Somebody please write that down. See, you're not giving your best. That's why you're not receiving God's best. See, what you're giving is like, it's good. I mean, is your heart in it? Come on, man. You know you go to work every day and you don't like that job. Now, am I telling you to quit? Hell no, don't quit. That's how you pay your bills. What am I telling you to do? If you occupy it in your brain, you will hold it in your hand. I'm telling you, put purpose on your brain. Guess what happened? Your job will transfigure away and your purpose will transfigure in. Now, remember, the way that you keep the devil out is by putting God in. I think I was telling Brother, I think it was Brother Rome, and I was talking with yesterday, or day before. See, whatever you want to receive physically, you have to send out mentally. Let me say it again. Whatever you want to receive physically, send that out mentally. Let me say it again. That means the brain. That means thinking. That's Erdogan. That's ease or that's effort. This is how I work. Okay, Brother Will, how do you work? What do you do every day? Me and my wife has this joke. My wife tells me all the time. My wife calls me Tommy. So the reason my wife calls me Tommy, because y'all remember in, what was that show? That sitcom, Martin. There was a dude, Tommy. Tommy never had a job. Tommy, if you remember that sitcom with Martin, Tommy would just come in there and just sneak in and eat Martin's food. He would lay around, you know, watch Martin's TV. Tommy never had a job. So my wife called me Tommy because I don't got no job. However, I make good money. But I didn't got no job. Why? That's what I sent out mentally. So we just went round trip, me and my wife, a vacation. We went out on, you know, speedboat, you know, yacht. We ate good, nice house, you know, rental car. Went down to Hollywood, blah, 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 and we didn't pay no money. It was all expense paid trip. Why? I have worth and value. See, let me make sure you understand. Effort and struggle. You struggle when you don't bring nothing to the table. Let me say it again. Why did I go, this is one trip. All my trips will be all expense paid. Why? I bring something to the table. What do I bring to the table? Purpose. You see, you don't got a money problem. Now, your brain is not occupied by a purpose problem, but you do not have a money problem because really money don't exist. The only thing that exists, everything is energy. Everything is energy. So let me get this right. If everything is energy, disease is energy. So disease is energy on a low vibration. That means you just a little bit. Health is energy on a high vibration. But they both energy. They're just vibrating them on different frequencies. You get to choose where you want to vibrate. Now, wealth and poverty is just energy. Health, fat and skinny is energy. Happy and sad is energy. They both come from one tree. Now, in a garden, there was one tree, but it had the knowledge of good and evil, but it came from one tree. Then there was another tree that nobody talks about. That was a tree of life. So if you eat from this tree, which everybody eats from this tree on this dimension, because that's the tree that died, because the tree of life, remember in the garden, God put a cherubim there. And he blocked the tree of life with a sword. That sword is the word of God. So the only way to get to the tree, to get past the cherubim, which is an angle, which is an angel, just move the letters around, you have an angle, so it's an angle. That means it's a bent light. The sword is the word. That cherubim is cerebellum. That means the brain. That means the words can't get past the reticular activating system in the brain because that's the gatekeeper. So you can't get to the tree of life. You are stuck in duality until you understand God's mentality. Somebody should write that down. You are stuck in duality struggle until you understand God's word or God's mentality on the other side of duality. Life. What is life? Ease. What is ease? Effortless. Effort is easy. Why? Because effortless is walking in the cool of the day, like Adam and Eve did before the fall. That's your heritage. That's what you should be doing every day. Okay, Brother Will, that's great, man, but how do we do that? See, all quote-unquote human beings, they didn't know there's no such thing as human beings, but, you know, that's another lie. That's another struggle. As long as you call yourself a human, you got to struggle. Humans are required to exert effort in order to get things done. Humans are. Spirits are not. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So as long as you think you are human, you're not a human. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that's manifesting it through a human. You are not the human. You drive the human. The human is the vehicle that you drive. It's the car. Now, I got a Chevy Cruze. Am I the Chevy Cruze? No, I'm not. My Chevy Cruze is parked in my driveway. I get out of it, and I walk into my house. And then when I get into it, I got to have a key to turn on the ignition to drive the Chevy Cruze. You are a spirit. The key is the soul that turns on the body. Somebody should write that down. You are a spirit. You have a key called a soul. The soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. The soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination. That is the key. That ain't you, bruh. Now, there are a lot of fools walking around thinking that they're soul. I hate to be the bearer of good news. You are a spirit, and God gave you a key so that way you can drive a vehicle called the body. You ain't the body. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, you understand, but as long as you connect with the body, then it is done unto you as you believe. Since you believe, God say, okay, they think they're a body, okay, go ahead. I mean, I don't know why you want to dumb yourself down and be a body, but I honor my word above my own name. God honors his word, even though it hurts him to his heart to see his children struggling, he honors his word, and the devil just like, the devil goes, remember, the devil is your adversary. He goes, the Bible says when he told Job, he asked him, where are you coming from? He said, from going up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. The devil is the accuser of the brother. He goes up and he says, God, you said, man, you said, you honor your word above your own name. He said, yeah, I know. So they not listening. They're not going by your word. They violating your word. So they, I have legal right to interject into their life. And he said, yeah, I know. And the devil walks away. Thank you, God. And so he comes down in there, and he whooping your earth every day because you letting him in. It ain't the white man. It ain't Donald Trump. It ain't the black man. It's you, boo-boo. You, because you're not taking the word. You ain't picking up the keys. You ain't picking up your damn sword and slicing and dicing that fool with your brain, your spirit. You are a spirit. Everything is done in the spirit realm. Nothing is done in the physical realm. Everything I do spiritually first. Send your mentality before and in order to establish your reality. Whatever you want to receive physically, you send that mentally. That removes all struggle. Oh, you don't fight and pray and beg and plead? Hell no. You know, I mean, you can if you want to, but I don't know. My children, I'm not. My son ain't going to come and say, Dad, could you please this? My son was in Spain. He said, Dad, I'm over here, dude, run out of money. You know what I told Kendrick, how much money you need, man? Well, you know, about, you know, I need a couple hundred dollars, man. You know, $500 would actually be good. Okay, no problem, Kendrick. Where do you want me to send the money, man? Do you honestly think, God said, the Bible said, if you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? And you struggling? I don't understand. Maybe because we got different gods. That could be it. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. But I don't understand. I don't understand why you're still struggling. I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe you serving a different God than I got. Because the God I got, he's the same way I am with my son, and I ain't no God, and I ain't no omnibenevolent dude. You piss me off, you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. So, yeah, that takes me out of, I already know that. But if my son, which he just did, called me and say, Dad, I'm in Spain, man, over here. Now, I already gave that fool, you know, some money before he left. He burned through that, and he said, Dad, I need more money, dude. You my father. I said, damn, you know what? I am his father. He got a good point. Then I dropped my other little daughter off in up in Nacogdoches, and know what she did? Now, I put money on her card, gave her a credit card, gave her my card, in fact, set up a bank account. And a week later, know what she did? She texted me, Dad. It's interesting. I'm their dad when they need something. I mean, I'm always their dad, but you know what I'm saying. They know I'm their father. How come they not texting you? Why is my children texting me, and why are they calling me dad? Why don't my children call you for money? So, like, Brother Rome. Hey, Brother Rome, hey, how come my children don't call you Brother Rome? Sister Stacy, how come I'm gonna tell my daughter to call Sister Stacy? She up in Dallas. I got kids in Dallas. From now on, I'm gonna tell my daughters, Sister Stacy's in Dallas. I'm in San Antonio. So from now on, y'all call Sister Stacy whenever y'all need money. How's that gonna work? Because they call Sister Stacy. Sister Stacy gonna say, I know your daddy, but I'm not y'all mama. Where y'all mama at? That's what Sister Stacy's gonna say, or that's what she should say. So you mean to tell me you got a father and you got needs and you calling him and he ain't helping you? You might be talking to the wrong father. Now, the one that I'm talking to, maybe it's just me, but I got a good relationship with my father. Me and my father are one. It's effortless. No begging, no crying, no arguing, my father don't make me jump through hoops. Now, Sometimes my father wants to teach me a lesson. Same thing I do with my children. And sometimes my son, if I already gave him money, like I just sent I gave him money before he left. Then I sent him more money. Let's say my son Kendrick is still in Spain, which he's, you know, he's back. But for the sake of argument, after all this money I give him, what if he calls me again and say, "Hey, Dad, dude, I blew that money you just gave me. And the second time I blew that too, man. I saw this fine Philly man. We went out and we partied. We got drunk. We did." Now he's not doing his purpose. He's just over there blowing money. And he calls me and say, "Dad, I need more of your money to blow, dude." That's what I'm gonna tell him. And gravy train stops, homeboy. You want to blow money on non-purposeful things, get you a job. Maybe that's why your father is not answering your prayer, because your mind is not occupied by his purpose. I'm just saying, my relationship with my own children helped me establish my relationship with my father. Now, my biological father, I wasn't able to extrapolate those nuggets from. Because my biological father really didn't act like my father. So my relationship with the big G was flawed for many years, because I thought God was like my biological father. Basically didn't want you around, didn't really care too much about you. Now, I understand my biological father, his biological father wasn't the greatest either. But I realized that the buck got to stop somewhere. Just because my biological father wasn't that great, that means that I continue that ungrateful fatherhood, and so my sons don't know how to treat their sons? I don't think so. So I had to stop the book. I had to stop that gravy train. So now my sons and daughters know they can come to me without struggle. They can get rid of the negative emotion. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you persist and if you persevere and if you hang on to your negative emotions, you are destroying your purpose. See, energy flows where purpose goes. If you put purpose on your mind and on your brain, what happens is that purpose is what allows you to operate and to receive God's best. Purpose destroys struggle. Now, remember, struggle can be totally avoided by doing one thing, and that is being diligent. That's make a decision. But to make a decision for what? Well, according to the world, well, when I was in school, they said, you can be anything you want to be. That's what they told me. They said, you want to be the president of the United States? You could be the president of the United States, bull hockey. But for me, because I know that's not my purpose. So what we should teach our children is you can be anything that you are designed by your God to be, not man. Man going to tell you anything that you want to hear. God going to tell you the truth. God going to tell you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made for a specific task. And is once you align with that task is going to save your y'all know what rhyme with task? Okay, do I need to say it? Okay, y'all know. See, let me make sure you understand. Struggle is totally removed when gnosis or gnosis shows up. Remember, fear is a result of uncertainty. That's struggle. Fear only exists when you are uncertain, meaning struggle. When you go to a restaurant, you don't know what you want to order. The waiter is waiting. All your friends are like, come on, man. We are hungry. Please tell the waiter what you want. Struggle, my brothers and sisters, is the result of not having understanding, overstanding, and understanding. Struggling is working. Struggling can be avoided when you find purpose. The trick is to have enough clarity so that you are betting on the outcome, or your betting on the outcome is guaranteed. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is the trick. For me, this is the metaphysics. This is how I took all struggle out of my life. I got so much information about me. I collected so much data. I did so much research. I researched frontwards and backwards. I researched every word. I did my own Dear Kinney report, and I found out, okay, I'm a six. Then I'm a 3. Then I got a 3 again. Then I'm a 9. Okay, what is – now, those are symbols. Numbers, I'm not no number worshiper. I'm not no necromancer. I'm not into idolatry. I'm not into none of the stuff. I'm not interested in worshiping symbols. So that number means something. What does the number mean? So letters, my name, W, what does the W mean? Do I worship the W? No. I can't pay my bill with the letter W. The letter I, the letter L, the letter L. So the word will, what does that mean? Okay, I looked it up. I looked at the W. Ooh, that meant something. I looked up the I. That meant something. I looked up the L. That meant something. I looked up the L. That meant something. Then I looked at my last, my middle name. Then I looked at my last name. Each letter is a fetter. A fetter is a chain that binds me to a character. So I found the positive part of that character and the negative. I ignored the negative, and I put all my energy into the positive. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it can also swing to the right. So I just made a choice. I made a decision. That's the definition of the word diligence, the ability to make a concrete decision. So I decided. I didn't consult no curanderos. I didn't consult no shamans. I didn't consult the Reverend Dr. Bishop. I, me, myself, and I decided to be who God designed me to be. And I made a choice, and I made a decision. As for me and my house, that's my body. As for me, my brain, and my house, my body, we're going to serve the Lord. What you going to do, boo-boo? Who you going to serve today? Well, my brain and all parts of my body, all of us, me, myself, and I, and whatever else going on in my brain, all of us, they ain't got no choice. They following my lead. And I've decided all struggle leaves when you collect information, lots of it, pertaining to your purpose. It is the process of inner, over, and understanding and going back and looking at your experiences and not book knowledge but personal experience. When you take your personal experience and you take God's attributes and you put them together, you got enough information so that now you're certain. See, certainty, oh, man, woo, certainty comes from clarity. Now when I speak, I'm certain. In fact, I'm willing to take a bullet right now. You can put a gun to my head right now and say, Brother Will, denounce what you teach. And I'm going to tell you, pull the trigger, homie. Turn your back on what you teach. I'm going to say, pull the trigger, dog. I'm 1,000%. I'm not going to even say that. I'm 1,000% guaranteed. I'm certain. That's why all struggle goes. The Bible says it this way. Where there is no vision, certainty, people can't make a decision. Struggle is the absence of certainty. So my question to you, what are you so certain about that you're willing to die for it today? So you're not fit to live until you're fit to die. I am fit to die. See, I know that I know that I know that I'm a didactic teacher. You know it too. That's why you tuned in. So what have you got? See, you got something that I need, but you're not certain of it yet. You're still vacillating. You say, well, Brother Will, I think I'm pretty good at doing this, brother, but I don't know, brother. See, that's struggle. Struggle exists whenever there's uncertainty. Where certainty lives, ease is present. Life becomes easy when you have certainty. And certainty comes from clarity. That clarity gives you certainty. Certainty gives you confidence. Confidence gives you a competence. That competence gives you this connectivity. This connectivity gives you completeness. And completeness gives you consciousness. That's the 7 C's. If you do those 7 C's, they all starts with one thing. Clarity. Crystal clear clarity. So the trick, the key, is to make sure that you get enough facts, you get enough information, you read your Dear Kinnear report, you gather all the stuff so that way you are 100% sure. I was 100% sure that what happened when I went to California was going to happen. I was 100% sure, as you guys have to say, I saw the HBO miniseries Billions. And when I saw that 3 months ago, 6 months, however long it was, I mentally ordered another stream of income that it was exactly like Wendy Rhodes, who is the in-house psychologist for the billionaires. And exactly what I saw is what I created. You can do the same thing. What does that do? That additional stream of income removed struggle. It made my life easy, ease. So now I sleep good at night because I sent out something mentally so that way I could receive it physically. My question to you today, this is the metaphysics of struggle. Stop trying. Stop struggling. And start beaming, B-E-A-M, beaming. That means projecting your thoughts. What do you want based upon what you are designed, based upon what you are good at? So I looked this guy in the eye that it was that that's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I told him, remember, your gifts make room for you and take you before kings. So I went to this multi-millionaire, looked him in the eye, along with, 10, 12 other clients who are, most of them also were millionaires, and looked them all in the eye. I'd never seen them before in my life, never met them, and I read their lunch. And I told them exactly, you know what they all said? They all laughed, they all nodded their head, and they all said, I don't know how you know. Nobody knows this about me. Why? That is my gift. What is yours? Brothers and sisters, your purpose, a mind that is occupied with purpose, destroys all struggle. The only reason you're struggling, you're not certain about your purpose. And if you need crystal clear clarity about your purpose, you need to join the life management system. You see, brothers and sisters, life is easy. We are designed to get into the glory or the glory, which is, again, purpose. That establishes the flow. The flow allows us to grow. Staying in the flow is the only thing that matters. Staying in the flow is a matter of staying close to what you know. Staying in the flow is simply a matter of staying close to what you know. The enemy's job is to use your feelings to get you to feel something that is not in line with your design. He wants you to feel because he knows that shit ain't real. So you got to ask yourself, how are you feeling today? Are you happy? Are you comfortable? Are you flowing? Are you vibrating? Or is something bothering you? Is something bothering you today? Do you got something that is occupying your mind? Because the devil is trying to move your behind. See, the enemy knows he got to get you to make you feel something that's not real. What's bothering you, brothers? What's bothering you, sisters? Is your mind occupied by anything other than God's purpose for your life? If your mind is occupied by anything other than purpose, I guarantee you, you're struggling. And life is hard. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Brothers and sisters, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if you need assistance with crystal clear clarity. Because that's what I do for a living. Why? That is my design. But so this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuck in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way, stop me from greatness. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.